Welcome everyone to Healthy Habit Radio on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We feature the latest breakthroughs in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness. We also showcase alternative education from the leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, here are your hosts.
Action-packed show today. Make sure you jot down our number here at Healthy Habit, 602-252-6000. Again, that's 602-252-6000. And get that number ready just in case you want to check in before you head down to the store and make sure we're all stocked up here and ready to go for when you get here. First quarter today, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins, the Director of Business Flow here at North American Herb and Spice. You know, it's one of our favorite companies, not only ours, but of course our customers and supporters here of Healthy Habit. It's one of the top companies here consistently, month in and month out. Mr. Stephen Harkins, welcome back to Healthy Habit Radio.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dehan. Glad to be here. Happy Saturday, everyone. And how's everybody doing out there? I hope everyone is doing good, and you've got your nutrition that you're learning and you're implementing, you're doing it in your
absolutely.
Life.
Yeah. And you know what, Stephen, a lot of people here are struggling with their sleep, my friend. We got to talk about this, because that's when the body heals. And this is what I've been telling customers and patients of mine, even family members. We have to dial in our sleep. You know, that could be a number one pillar of health right there, up there with drinking more water. But what are your thoughts on sleep, and how important is this, especially for healing the body?
Well, it's essential. You know, we got to look at it as a vital part of our health plan. And like you said, if we, you know, water, water is vital. We can't live without it. And sleep is vital too. You know, we'll go crazy. We'll lose our mind.
Right.
If we don't get enough sleep. And like you said, that is, imagine a computer. You know, what happens when you leave it on for too long? And you just decide, well, I don't need to turn it off. I'll just come back to it tomorrow. I can tell you my office computer over here gets very laggy, very slow. Mm-hmm. I get very frustrated with it. I want to throw it out the window if I don't. And it's all because I didn't turn it off and give it enough rest. Because if I did that, reboot it up the next morning, it's fine. And that's how I think we feel sometimes.
Right.
Or maybe our boss feels, you know, if we're not getting enough sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the mental health, you know, a high percentage of our brain is water in addition to a lot of fat. But so, and then of course, one of the main ways we can prevent dementia and Alzheimer's and keep our brain healthy overall is sleep health. I mean, we have clear studies that show people who are sleep impaired or dealing with insomnia, their brain literally shrinks.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, exactly. It's important that people know that you are at risk for shrinking your brain size if you don't get enough rest, and nobody would want to do that to themselves.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to North American Herb and Spice, we have a lot of fantastic sleep options here on the shelf, from the Hempanol PM, to even Ashadrine can help sleep indirectly. Where do you want to start? What's maybe one of the fan favorites here, or one of your personal favorites that can lead us into some sleep products here?
Yeah, I think the goal is to help you, fall asleep to begin with. I know a lot of times it's hard for people to even turn off at night and to just, you know, go to sleep to begin with. You know, I'd be tossing and turning before it happens. Stay asleep, which means, you know, get into your REM cycle. Not be waking up multiple times in the middle of the night and then having a hard time going back to sleep, and then waking up in the morning feeling refreshed, ready to take on the world. So there's a few things, there's a few kind of health hacks that we can inform you about today, especially, you know, along with your supplements. And, you know, one of them is definitely going to be something called Herbal Z's.
Okay.
And that is a... And there's another product that's called for sleep, which is called Hempanol PM. So you have two options from North American Herb and Spice. Both of them do not include melatonin. So we specifically stayed away from melatonin because it is a hormone and it wasn't meant for long-term use. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we've noted that people feel groggy the next day, or just have weird dreams.
Right.
And also we know it's not, teenagers kind of struggle with being able to use it as well. So we wanted to do something that was going to be gentle for everyone. Both of those products do it. One comes from cannabis, aka hemp, not marijuana, not THC, but hemp, including your CBD. And so that does help. And then the other formula is if you just want to stay away from cannabis and just go completely herbal, we've got the ashwagandha, magnolia bark, chamomile, and hops formula. That's the herbal Z's. And that's the newest one we've come out with. My wife uses the hempenol PM.
Okay.
She loves that. But we also have used the herbal Z's, and we found both to be effective. So there's a number of things that you can do. And also remember that, you know, if you're taking a sleep product and you're not getting the benefits right away, there's also other things to look at. One of them is the adrenal glands.
Yeah.
And if your adrenal glands are overactive and, you know, they haven't been getting the rest that they need, and maybe we're kind of using, coffee as a crutch every day. We're over caffeinating ourselves and our adrenals are just being, you know, banged up like a drum.
Yeah.
It does, you know, unfortunately that's the trade-off. So there's definitely factors we got to think about, but, B vitamins, ashwagandha, these are excellent things to support the adrenals. In fact, I've got a cup of chaga tea, hot, steamy, wild chaga mushroom tea that
wow.
I'm enjoying right now because I don't want to do any coffee. I just want to support my adrenal glands and
yeah.
supply myself with those B vitamins to keep myself going.
Oh, my goodness. As I'm sipping on a cup of coffee in here. But, hey, it's a mushroom coffee. Give me that. It's coffee mixed with some chaga mushroom in there.
Hey, I did coffee yesterday, so I can't, you know, I just try to rotate, you know, we've got all these different options, so we don't have to just stick with one thing only, you know, we can change it up.
Absolutely. You know who else is a big fan of Herbal Z's? Well, if you guessed Stan the Demo Man, then you're absolutely right on that one. Stan is waiting for you guys right here in the store to talk to you and help, point you in the right direction with some of his personal favorite North American sleep products, but definitely come by and check out that Herbal Z's product. And if you buy three or two of those and maybe one of the Hempenol PM, you get a free book. Okay, you can gift that to a family member who loves reading, or you can add it to your own personal library. So ask Stan the Demo Man about the free book offer because it still stands. This is a really interesting formula here, the Herbal Z, Stephen. And then I want to switch maybe to the Hempenol PM after this, but we have ashwagandha in here. We have raw organic hops, chamomile, and then the magnolia bark as well, which is unique. Not many sleep formulas are adding ashwagandha in there. So tell me a little bit more about this. Why is the ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen, added into the sleep formula?
So ashwagandha is really cutting edge when it comes to sleep support. There are several studies that are coming out actually proving that and showing that those who were using the ashwagandha were actually getting a better quality of sleep and getting to their REM more likely than those who were not or who were using other things like melatonin. So what's interesting here is ashwagandha supports the adrenal glands. It's an adaptogen. It helps us with stress, helps us with our coping mechanism to stress. There's been studies that show its direct effect on cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone, mm-hmm. which produces inflammation, and that is signaled by in the adrenal glands. So they showed in this study, it was a 4 to 6 week study, and they showed that within that amount of time, the average reduction in cortisol was 26%.
Wow.
26% reduction. And imagine if they would have never you know, done anything, they would have still had that cortisol problem. And so that keeps us awake. That keeps us stressed. That signals inflammation. So ashwagandha is a wonderful centerpiece to include. It's something you can take during the day. It's certainly something that if you have a chronic issue with fatigue in your adrenals and you just feel like weak and kind of wired and tired and you know that's not normal, you want to build this up in your adrenals and in your system over time. And that's, you know, that 4 to 6 week, that's when you really reap the benefits. But if you're going to do something for 30 days, you might as well work on your sleep and prioritize what I love about this whole formula of Herbal Z's is the unique ingredients come together within the banner of sleep support to do much more. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to include things such as hormone support, healthy response to stress and anxiety. We kind of touched on that. Anxiety is the number one mentally diagnosed disorder these days.
Yeah.
And then you've got calming the nerves with the chamomile, encouraging, by the way, supporting the gut-brain connection with chamomile because it calms the muscles in the stomach, which is really key for you going to sleep at night as well. If your stomach and your gut is awake and restless, so will your nervous system be. And then also you've got the natural tryptophan, serotonin, and melatonin production that comes from black seed. Black seed supplies the tryptophan, and then you get the serotonin, melatonin as an output of that. REM sleep and GABA receptor activation, which are two really important kind of areas to cover off when you're trying to go to sleep, that is actually a result of a study they did with magnolia bark. So we can credit magnolia bark to supporting our REM sleep and our GABA receptor activation. Naturally sedating. Sometimes if you can't turn off at night, I know Dr. Dehan, you would advise too for us to watch our and limit our screen use, especially at night, if you can, you know, a few hours before bed, because that's going to increase your likelihood of getting to sleep and not being so wired. But you can use the hops as a natural sedative. It's New Zealand hops, and it does sedate. So that can, you know, that's something that can help you relax, calm down, put you in a state ready for bedtime. Adrenal nourishment, so key, because it, you know, if you're just skipping over the adrenal function, you may still wonder why you're not getting to sleep. And then blood sugar response, which is wonderful as well, with the black seed oil being so efficient at helping our glucose, our blood sugar, to be absorbed and used within the body or the right way, and not being constantly circulated through the bloodstream and keeping us awake.
Yeah.
So this really covers a lot of bases.
And again, folks, this is the Herbal Z's, which, and I'm reading straight from the bottle here. Herbal Z's provides natural sleep support without the use of melatonin, which is a hormone. Not many people know that melatonin is a hormone, and you might not want to rely completely on that every day. You know, maybe you can produce your own melatonin naturally first. So you can consider a product like Herbal Z's if you're trying to avoid that melatonin. And the original intended use for melatonin was to alleviate the effects of jet lag. So this product could potentially help with that as well. You can never guarantee anything, but all of these herbs that Stephen here is explaining have been used for many years, hundreds, if not thousands of years, that we have historical use of something like hops, which is, you know, customers ask, Stephen, is this what they make beer out of?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And so, that might be your introduction to hops.
There you go.
And if you notice, if you have too many beers, it tends to sedate you.
Right.
You tend to feel sleepy and kind of drowsy. But yeah, that is the hops. So, but of course, this is without the liquor. So you're just getting the pure. And New Zealand hops, by the way, that we use is been shown to be one of the more pungent, aromatic, and stronger strains. So you're going to get a good hit from that.
Well, yeah, I mean, and beer has some benefits of reducing blood pressure, relaxing people, reducing stress. But then you have all the negative effects of the alcohol in general. So you can get all those benefits of the alcohol with hops without any of those side effects, liver damage, kidney damage, etc. And that's the Herbal Z's again. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins, Director of Business Flow here at North American Herb and Spice. If you wanted to check out the products that we're discussing here, why not head to the website in the meantime and follow along here at NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com, North American Herbandspice.com. Maybe we'll finish off here, Stephen, with the Hempanol PM. We haven't discussed this product maybe all year. So, and there's a lot of people interested in hemp, right? And the whole CBD boom that's been happening here in the last 5 to 7 years. Let's talk about the Hempanol PM.
Yeah, lovely topic of conversation. I'm glad it's getting its moment in the sun because, you know, hemp it has so much potential to help us in so many different ways. And they're just now discovering things like the endocannabinoid system, which is actually a biological system, they're going to have to rewrite the medical textbooks because they found out that we have a chemical messaging system. It has a series of receptors that can be activated by cannabinoids, and it's a beautiful thing. And it seems like, now they're still studying this, but it seems like they've come to mostly a conclusion that the endocannabinoid system supports the homeostasis and really the balance of mm-hmm. all the other systems in the body. And you have many of these receptors, these so-called CB2 receptors, in your gut and on your immune cells, and even nearby your different organ sites.
Yeah.
And certainly in the brain. So that tells you that, you know, these areas are the areas of support. And cannabinoids can help you relax. They can relax the nervous system. They can help with your mood. They can certainly support your cognitive performance. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, things like supporting good memory. And then they can also help with the immune system and help with inflammation, supporting the inflammatory response. All of that spells to a good night's rest. But the key is to preserve all the cannabinoids in their pure form. And that's what we do for people. You know, in the industry, there's a lot of different ways to process cannabinoids, to process cannabis. And what we want to do is give people a true full spectrum and really set the bar for that. So we do a cold CO2 extraction, just carbon dioxide, mm-hmm. and we maintain all of the cannabinoids, all the terpenes, everything, all 400-plus compounds. There's so many plant compounds there. And you get it in its raw form. Mm-hmm. And so without using heat, since we don't use any solvents like hexane and butane, everything is preserved, which means you're going to get the best potential for those things we mentioned, particularly the brain and the immune support yeah. factors.
And of course, you have that oregano combined with it in the extra virgin olive oil with the hemp. It's not just hemp. You know, you're getting some fantastic immune benefits. Well, we already know how beneficial hemp is for the immune system, but now you're combining it with the oregano. So is oregano typically used for sleep? Is that how you've seen it used before, not only in this product?
The interesting thing about oregano that we discovered in this process with our formulation here is that oregano also contains cannabinoids, some of the same cannabinoids that hemp has. In fact, wow. It has a very special cannabinoid which has been identified as the most potent activator of the CB2 receptors, and that is called beta-caryophyllene. Mm-hmm. There was a big study on it back in 2008, and it's or otherwise known as BCP, and you'll be hearing more about this in the years to come. But we're excited about it because oregano contains it, hemp contains it, and it's actually a natural protector of the neurological system, and it supports the inflammation response to help bring that down. So you've got another potent activator there. And then also the chamomile and hops, believe it or not, cannabinoids don't have to come from hemp or cannabis. They come from many aromatic plants, including hops, chamomile, cinnamon, yeah. and all of that. So every single ingredient in this formula has cannabinoids, and that's why we put it there, because it just beefs up the number of compounds which are going to help your nervous system relax, take the inflammation off, and work on your stress, calm you down, and certainly support an immune response as well. So that's the idea. Each ingredient has cannabinoids, and so you're really stimulating that endocannabinoid system there.
And again, if you're writing this down, folks, this is the hempanol. Hemp, H-E-M-P, and then anol at the end, A-N-O-L. It comes in a liquid 1-ounce bottle. And again, it's 100% raw carbon dioxide extracted hemp oil and raw and wild oregano, P73, the classic, combined with that hemp oil. Okay, so, Stephen, we appreciate this, and I want to confirm, is this only available in the liquid, or is there a capsule version as well for the hempanol?
Good question. Yeah, we have 60-count capsules and 1-ounce okay. liquid, so you have your choice of the two.
Perfect. And then we have a couple minutes here to go. What's a good place to end this? You know, we've discussed several important nutrients, not only herbs, but you mentioned the B vitamins as well, how important that is for sleep, anxiety. You mentioned ashadrine, which is a fantastic version of ashwagandha. and adrenal support. If you're looking for that, if you think that you're a candidate for adrenal support, a lot of people are coming in looking for products for adrenal support. I know Dr. Aaron's used a lot of Ashadrene for her different women's health clients with good success. And then we also mentioned Herbal Z's Hempanol PM. What's a good take home here to wrap this all up?
Yeah, I think this is just a very practical topic of discussion, because if you have a job, if you have children, if you go to school, you know, if you live the typical American lifestyle, you are a good candidate for adrenal support. And at one point in your time, in your life, you're definitely going to probably struggle with, you know, going to sleep and getting enough as well. And I know, I mean, some people really struggle with this. And in the past, we've had options that unfortunately weren't so natural. We didn't like them, but we had to do it. But now the great thing is that there is a natural way. There is a pure natural solution that you can use. And you know, you shouldn't neglect the B vitamins. You've got to have them. A lot of people are deficient. You know, you might have one of the B vitamins, but you don't have the other. That's really important for your nervous system, to ability to function and regulate itself every day and every night. The adrenal glands must not be neglected. Be careful not to eat too much before you go to bed at night, because you're going to have those blood sugar spikes. Be careful not to get too much screen time. If we prioritize this and we change a few habits around, you might think you could never achieve that good night's rest, but you can. You just might need to try something different. But these natural formulas, both of them are easy to use. You can use them, doesn't matter your age, and you can use them every single night. So that's going to be the Herbal Z's and the Hempanol PM. And, of course, with the Hempanol PM, you get the 1 ounce and the soft gels. Don't forget the Ashadrene. Support your adrenals. Bring those cortisol levels down. Work on the inflammation. And then by doing that, you can help your body heal through the natural sleep rhythm as nature designed it.
Yeah, and I just want to highlight that the Ashadrene has the royal jelly with that. That's important that we mention that, and the oregano with that as well. So you're getting the immune support whenever that oregano is added in. And a lot of people don't know, Stephen, we have to finish here in this last minute and a half. Oregano is also an antidepressant. I was seeing that carvacrol, that active ingredient in the oregano, it's an anti-anxiety agent as well, which is not commonly on the radar for people that are using oregano. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, and turmeric too.
Yeah.
You know, we don't normally think about it for that, because it's not the traditional use.
Right.
But that's what makes it a superfood. It does interact. You know, it has cannabinoids. It has these constituents which actually interact with our brains. And it's a great detox for the brain too, by the way.
Yeah.
But you could use something like the juice of oregano, which is oxygen rich and water soluble. It reaches the blood-brain barrier very easily, and we've seen people use that. I mean, just anecdotally here, we've had people call in, and you know, not only are they supporting their immune and inflammation and things like that, but they're also working on their mood, as well. Their moods are improving.
And which product was that?
Beautiful.
Which product?
The juice of oregano, or you know, the oregano oil as well. You know, that oregano does support you know, your mood and kind of help you feel better, not just physically, but also mentally.
And that's probably just part of the role, is reducing that inflammation in the whole body and the brain. So, well, Steve, I'm going to take us to the end of our segment here. We appreciate you as always, my friend, and we'll make sure that we get everyone the contact there, the 1-847-785-5474. And thank you again for your time, Mr. Stephen Harkins.
Thank you so much, everyone. I hope you have a great weekend, and take care and get some good sleep.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. You too. And we'll talk again shortly.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Again, folks, that number is 1-847-785-5474. If you have any questions for the team there at North American Urban Spice, 1-847-785-5474. Stay tuned to Healthy Habit Radio. We'll be right back to talk with Carrie G. Pattison for the next hour at North Natural Factors. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Welcome back to to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, Toxin-Free Personal Care Line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to the second quarter of four of Healthy Habit Radio. We're live here on The Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Happy Saturday. Thank you for listening to the program here today. If you missed that first half, we talked with Stephen Harkins of North American Herb and Spice. So be sure to head over to triplehfoods.com and head over to the radio show tab, and you'll have access to all of our past programs. Folks, I want to remind everyone that we're rixing it up here for the month of October. You want to take advantage of this 20% off the 8-ounce bottles of Rick's Lotion, the original, as well as the brand new essential oil variations, and an unscented version as well is available now. Do you know how hyaluronic acid works to moisturize your skin? Well, think of this. Hyaluronic acid holds up to 1,000 times its weight in water, and then it attracts water from the air around you, and then uses that to plump and hydrate your skin. And every bottle of Rick's contains hyaluronic acid, so at least worth a try. I know I'm using it every day, and Chet Reynolds and Stan the Demo Man, we love this product. So take advantage of it. Rick's it up here at Healthy Habit for an active, healthy, and beautiful life. Rickslotion.com, and that's with two X's, R-I-X-X lotion.com. And here in the second and third quarters, folks, you tuned into a good one here. By the way, Dr. Aaron is back in town.
Good morning,
here.
Everybody.
Dr. Aaron's joining us, and I'm your other co-host, Dr. Dayan. And here in the second quarter, we're talking with Carrie G. Pattison, a practicing herbalist, licensed acupuncturist, and trained home birth midwife, graduate of the National University of Natural Medicine. Carrie serves as national educator for natural factors and adjunct professor of herbal studies at Huntington University of Health Sciences. Welcome back to the program here, Carrie G. Pattison. How are we doing?
Thank you so much for having me. It's a beautiful day out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's getting cooler here in the valley, and it's feeling
wonderful.
Real good here.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I know everybody's putting the pumpkins out, and it makes you feel like, you know, getting inside and hanging out and spending time with other people and eating good food.
Yeah, that's actually a perfect we're going to be talking about digestion. And, you know, the holiday season always brings up more treats, right? And pumpkin spice things and really, you know, overindulgent food. So digestion, what are we going to do for the people this winter season for them?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things that we can do to support our digestive systems. Yeah. I mean, social events, there's food everywhere, and we've all been there where we've indulged too much. It could be food or it could be, you know, a beverage. And thankfully there are lots of tools in our digestive box at Healthy Habit that we can utilize before, during, and after what I like to call those tantalizing party platters, because they're hard to stay away from, even if you know something. Yeah, you're going to be feeling it tomorrow. It's hard to say no.
Well, and if people have been tuning in since we started here this morning, half hour ago, we started even talking about sleep. So these go together. Mm-hmm. If you can improve your digestive health, your ability to digest, absorb your foods, take a load of stress and inflammation off that digestive tract, you'll be sleeping better. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's fascinating to think about how sleep starts in the digestive system. I think we think of melatonin, this amazing, you know, chemical hormone that's helping put us to sleep, as being in our brain, in our pineal gland. But most melatonin is actually synthesized during the day in our gut.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not going to be asleep. Our mental health is affected. Obviously, we can just not feel so good, too, but it all goes back to the gut. It all goes back to the gut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some foundational places to start when, you know, because, you know, we all talk about digestion and we understand, but let's break it down for someone who doesn't really even know about digestion and how important it is. What are some foundational things we can do?
Well, I've obviously a probiotic is, I think, a foundation for everybody to be utilizing. We should have more healthy bacteria in our gut than, you know, cells in our body, essentially. And if we have any sort of what we would call, you know, the clinical term dysbiosis, where things are just off, they're not functioning appropriately. We have unhealthy levels of bad bacteria, or we don't have enough good bacteria. This can throw off our ability to simply break down our food and get nutrition from it, plus a lot of other things. We know probiotics are great for immune system and things like that, but there's these different strains in a probiotic that are all considered what we would say friendly bacteria. Mm-hmm. And they really are about helping to metabolize food. Probiotics help us synthesize vitamins and fatty acid. So we're supporting nutrient absorption as well as promoting a normal immune system and healthy intestinal barrier, which, you know, we've all been talking about immune stuff for so long, but we forget that probiotics actually work with food.
Yeah. And so what would be a good starting point? Like, for example, the Relief Biotic is one that's on the radar right now for us here through Natural Factors. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, the Relief Biotic. So in addition to probiotics, fiber, right?
Yeah.
We do not get enough of it in our diet. And there's actually some really interesting research coming out showing that probiotics need a fiber source. This is why we talk about prebiotics, right? Some sort of soluble fiber to help them to be able to do their job effectively in the digestive system. But fiber is a critical component to gut health because it's helping to pull toxins out. It's helping to bulk up things where we can grab onto molecules, but fibers are what we call polysaccharides.
Yeah.
And it's this long chain that really they depending upon the length of them, they're doing different things in our gut, like creating the ability to grow more probiotics and creating the ability to digest more and creating the ability to have healthy levels of different enzymes and things in our body. So I love the Relief Fiber because what I refer to it as a kind of the Goldilocks of fiber, because one of the issues with fiber supplementation is, you know, we take fiber to help with like gas and bloating and things like that, but some fibers can actually cause gas and bloating for people when they first start taking them.
Definitely.
So the Relief Fiber is, that's why I call it the Goldilocks of fiber. When I mentioned those polysaccharide chains, if it's too long or if it's too short, that's where we see these issues. And this one is like not too long, not too short, just right. We get all the benefits of a soluble fiber without any of those digestive side effects that can happen.
Yeah, we do have the Relief Fiber, and then there's also the Relief Biotic. And then we also have the just general everyday use for adults, the Ultimate 12x12 product.
Yeah, so these are those foundational things that we were talking about at the beginning, probiotics and fiber.
Yeah.
But the probiotic, the one I prefer is the Ultimate 12x12 because it's 12 different strains that are all that have been, and this is something that I think is interesting to think about, that not all probiotics get along with each other. So if we don't have a probiotic that has been clinically studied to have friendly probiotics in there, they could be warring with each other and they won't even make it to your gut because they'll kill each other off. So the Ultimate 12x12, like all things at Natural Factors, science-based, has over 5 years of clinical research into these strains working with each other and being the most efficient and effective for what is happening in the digestive system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Carrie, earlier I heard you mention soluble fiber. Tell us the difference between insoluble fiber and soluble fiber.
Yeah, so these are the two main types. Insoluble fibers, this is what gives a plant its structure. This is what most people think about fiber, right? Where we're bulking up our stool so we can have happier bathroom experiences.
Right.
That's the fiber that people think about. The other type is soluble, and this is what we're primarily finding in fruits and vegetables. And all those amazing health benefits that I mentioned earlier, they are a result of eating soluble fiber. So this is where we want to make sure that we're supplementing with soluble fiber if we're not getting enough fruits and vegetables in our diet, which, I mean, I love my fruits and veggies, and this is my life, and I still don't get enough in my diet every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a good way to help support that. To, we're all busy, right? We don't have time to meal prep always.
We're all busy.
And that's the key. That's the name of the game. I'm learning more and more is meal prepping, but maybe, maybe next time we have you on, we'll talk about strategies on how to meal prep. One thing I want to talk to you though, before we wrap it up here, this quarter at least, is enzymes. So if someone's, you know, eating a lot of buffet food or eating large meals, fatty, greasy meals, are you a believer of using enzymes, like bringing that to restaurants or people that eat too much? Would enzymes help?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that if we're just anybody who's wanting to just process our food more efficiently, then enzymes are a must. There are different types of supplemental enzymes. But what you're talking about, what we're talking about today, are digestive enzymes. And what they're doing is working by breaking down food-derived fats, carbohydrates, and proteins into smaller substances that we can utilize. So digestive enzymes, we actually make our own digestive enzymes in the mouth, stomach, pancreas, small intestine. This is where, you know, the statement I'm sure that you guys have shared with listeners before, like all digestion starts in the mouth. However, the body doesn't actually produce all the enzymes we need for digestion. And as we age, that amount declines pretty rapidly. So we need to be supporting ourselves with enzymes, especially when we're going to be attacking that party platter with, you know, high carb, high fat, high protein foods. We can just give our body that little extra boost to help it break down and efficiently utilize the nutrients.
Yeah, that's a great point. High fat and high carb. At least pick one. If you're going to be high fat, lower, go low carb. If you're going to be high carb, lower the fats to low fat. I think that's a good starting point to take a big load off that digestive system. Did you want to add anything to that, Dr. Aaron, about enzymes? I know you've used a lot of enzymes clinically.
Well, so, Carrie, maybe explain some different symptoms people might be having, you know, besides just eating lots of food. What's a particular thing that they might be experiencing to let them know that they need enzymes?
Bloating, gas, you know, and even things such as acid issues, where we're going to see a reflux or something like that, which, you know, it's an interesting thing to talk about, where I think we as a culture, you know, we have symptoms of heartburn, things like that. We have symptoms of excess of acid production, and we automatically think I need an antacid, when in reality what we're probably needing is more acid, because what that is a signal of is that our digestive system is not functioning and breaking down our food efficiently. And so this is another reason why I love an enzyme, because we can just give the body, it's like a little extra juice, it's a little extra gas to get that digestive fire going.
I would add too, if you're eating a lot but you're losing weight, you know, that's something to consider too.
Yes.
You're not absorbing the foods properly. And this is especially true in the elderly population, or people with cancer or things of that nature. If you're eating and you just can't keep weight on, no matter how many calories you're eating, you might want to consider an enzyme.
When is the best time to take enzymes?
Well, I think it's kind of like, for me clinically, and I'd love to hear your guys's suggestions too, because, you know, it's one of those things that, like, I have the kind of same feeling about probiotics. There's concepts and thoughts of taking it, you know, with food or without food. And I am of the opinion, just take a probiotic. I don't care when you get it in. I just want you to get it in.
Right.
But with enzymes, they definitely, I think, you know, best right before a meal, 10, 15 minutes before a meal. But if you forget, during a meal. I've even had situations where I've eaten something and I'm like, oh, you know, you can just feel like your belly is full and bloated and unhappy. And I'll grab an enzyme and I'll take it after a meal. And I see, you know, results from that. It helps to take away that excess thing. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? I mean, yeah, it's fun to throw out different clinical pearls.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty similar on our end. I ideally like it if they take it, you know, 10 minutes before a meal. I just tell them, hey, keep it on the breakfast table, keep it right there close by so you can see it. I even have some people though actually take it in the middle of a meal.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to work better for some reason for, you know, certain people's stomach acid to take in the middle of the meal. But if they forget, you just got to get it in when you can get it in. I feel the same way.
Yep.
It's better than nothing. So it's pretty similar. What does Natural Factors offer for enzymes?
Well, my favorite enzyme complex that we have, and when we talk about an enzyme complex, what we're going to have is a spectrum of different types of enzymes to help enhance and promote normal digestion. And ours is called multi-enzyme. So pretty easy name to remember, multi-enzyme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the multi-enzyme, just to recap, what foods is it helping you to break down?
Well, we've got in here a bunch of different types of enzymes, so we can list them. We've got some amylase. This is a type of pancreatic enzyme, and what it's doing is it's helping to break down carbohydrates and sugars. We've got cellulase. This is something that helps break down cellulose, and that's plant fiber, like we were just talking about with fiber earlier. We've got lactase in there. Lactase is helpful for digesting lactose, which is the sugar that's found in milk. We've got maltase and sucrase, and these are helping to break down maltose and sucrose, and those are sugars. And then we've got bromelain. This is going to help digest proteins and fats and sugars. We've got papain, which is an enzyme specifically from papaya fruit, and that's also helping the body to digest proteins and fats and sugars. And then last but certainly not least, lipase. And lipase is specifically about fats. So I think, you know, that was a long list of things, but you kind of heard a little bit of everything that we could be eating. That's why I love this multi-enzyme, is it attacks it all.
Yeah. Folks, if you're just tuning in, guess what? We're talking with Carrie G. Pattison, licensed acupuncturist and clinical herbalist as well. Here, a national educator for Natural Factors, a Canadian company. And for all the longtime listeners to the program, you know that I'm from Canada. I'm going to have to give support to Natural Factors. They do a fantastic job formulating their products, specifically for clinical situations. They have a lot of health practitioners and physicians on staff there. At Natural Factors, who are using these products daily in their own clinical practice. We've both used it here at Healthy Habit Medical Center, so we feel comfortable having Carrie on and talking about these products because they have a high success rate. Carrie, before we wrap up this before we head into the third, what's a good product we want to introduce here and finish off this segment with, at least, that we can start talking about here? About 5 more minutes.
Yeah, so we've got, I mentioned in the multi-enzymes, I mentioned bromelain and papaya. So these are very specific ones that if you are looking to just help break down protein, fats, and carbs, I really like the papaya enzyme. Papaya enzyme also has, you know, it's doing more than just aiding digestion, because you're also getting some other benefits of supporting like healthy inflammatory level, inflammation levels and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know, so there's a lot of different things that people could grab depending upon what they're looking for. Bromelain is what we call as a proteolytic enzyme. So that's specifically breaking down proteins. And so it definitely has some lovely ability to support healthy inflammatory levels. So I know a lot of people that utilize bromelain for allergies and things like that. So there's a bunch of different things that you can grab, and it's nice to know that these are naturally occurring things in our bodies, and we're just offering a little bit of extra support.
Absolutely. I love recommending papaya, pineapple, to patients, you know, because of that high enzyme level bromelain and these digestive enzymes. That's one way you can start, is at least getting it from food. Are you agreement with that one, with those high energy, high enzyme content fruits?
Food as medicine, always right. and forever.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what's a good website that people can tune into to follow along in the meantime? Because we still got another third quarter. I want everyone to be on the same page that's tuning in here today.
Naturalfactors.com.
Perfect. Again, that's naturalfactors.com. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Healthy Habit Radio. And make sure you jot down our phone number here at the store to call us and check in ahead of time if we have the Ultimate Probiotic 12x12, if we have the Relief Fiber, the Relief Biotic, everything we're talking about here for digestive health with Carrie G. Pattison, again, the National Educator for Natural Factors. Give our store a call at 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. And store hours open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, Carrie, give us a quick overview of what we talked about in the beginning of this segment.
So what we talked about were things that we can do to just really support our digestive system overall all the time, probiotics and fiber. And then we talked about all the ways and the products that we can utilize when we know we want a little extra bit of digestive support to help break down our foods, and those are digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm.
Something that typically comes up quite often. Do we need a probiotic forever? Do we need to cycle a probiotic? Do we need to take different types? How do you feel about probiotics and how long to take them?
I am a probiotic every day kind of a gal, mainly because there are certain strains of probiotics that are what we call residents. They hang out all the time. These are strains that we just should have in our body, and they're gonna be there. They want to hang out in our gut. And then we have strains of probiotics that are what we would refer to as transients, meaning that they're in and out. And what's interesting about those transient strains is they tend to be the ones that are more focused on supporting immune health. So that's why I say every single day, especially when we're in the season where we are like really wanting to support our bodies and helping our immune system to get a little, you know, extra boost up. We want to get those transient probiotics in the body. And this is, you know, going back to natural factors, I just am so grateful for our transparency. And we tell you exactly what strains are in there and exactly how much, because it goes back to that clinical research, and some of these transient strains we need higher levels of. And if you have a probiotic that isn't telling you exactly how much of each strain is in there, there might not be enough of the strain that you are specifically needing.
Yeah. And remember, if you take something like the Relief Fiber, that will feed the bacteria. We consider fiber a prebiotic. You want to quickly differentiate that, the pre and postbiotic, before we wrap it up here?
Yes. So prebiotics and probiotics actually feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. And when they do, they break each other down, and they actually kind of like the leftover bit is what we are now referring to as postbiotics. And what's really fascinating in the research of probiotics is that maybe it's the postbiotic that's doing the thing in the gut as far as healthy everything. So I always want to see a blend. I want to see a synergistic blend of pre and pro. I know Healthy Habit will at some point in time have our newest product, which is a symbiotic. It's a pre and pro with fermented food directly from our farms. So you're getting
incredible.
Those postbiotics. I'm really excited about this product.
Amazing introduction to that. And folks, stay tuned. We're just getting warmed up here with Carrie G. Pattison of Natural Factors. We'll be right back with Healthy Habit Radio on the Pulse of Arizona.
Welcome back Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, Toxin-Free Personal Care Line. Located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to the third and second last quarter of Healthy Habit Radio right here on 1100 KFNX. And thank you to all the shoppers who are currently in the store right now at Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street. That's 6029 North 7th Street, right on the corner of 7th and Bethany Home Road. I'm your co-host here of Healthy Habit Radio, Dr. Dayan.
And I'm your other co-host, Dr. Aaron.
And we have the privilege of being joined here today by Carrie G. Patterson, practicing herbalist, licensed acupuncturist, and trained home birth midwife, who is the national educator for Natural Factors. So welcome back, everyone, to the second half. Let's change gears here, Carrie G. Patterson, and talk about bromelain a little bit and maybe how that relates to the papaya that you introduced at the bottom of that second quarter segment.
Yeah, so bromelain is another style of digestive enzymes, but it's kind of interesting because it has a bunch of different things that it does. Bromelain, our Natural Factors Extra Strength Bromelain, actually contains the highest amount of enzyme activity per capsule that you can find out there.
Yeah.
What we know is that this is what we call a proteolytic enzyme. And proteolytic enzymes are specifically breaking down proteins into various amino acids during digestion. And amino acids are what one of the substances our bodies like live off of. So it's also really great for, like I said, supporting allergies and healthy inflammation levels. It helps the body absorb nutrients. So it's kind of this like overall enzyme that's working in the body in a lot of different ways. But what's really cool about it, food is medicine, like we were saying, right, is bromelain is just an isolated and concentrated from the stem of pineapple plants. So it's really something that is a great addition to take because you're going to get more than just the benefits of supporting breaking down proteins, but you're going to see other health benefits as well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like old school classical weight training bodybuilding type guys, like before Arnold Schwarzenegger, before that era, they would eat pineapple and things like papaya to help them absorb their food better because they had to pack on weight and eat a lot of food to grow. And so they would eat these types of fruits to help their digestive health overall, which is really interesting. So we can apply some of those tools to today's day and age. What do you think,
Dr.
Aaron?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Almost definitely. Yeah. Yes, yes. There's a lot of wisdom out there if we stop and take a moment to ask questions.
And so you do have, this is through Natural Factors, people are writing this down because they're coming in later today to pick some of these products up that, well, it happens every week, Carrie. When people hear you, they come by and they say, we love Carrie G. Patterson, and they even add the G in there every time.
Oh, I'm glad.
They're listening.
I know, the G is, I love hearing that. That's an homage to my mother.
Oh.
So it's an important thing for me.
So just to be clear, we have separate products here, the papaya chews and then the bromelain as well. Those are different products here through Natural Factors. Is that correct?
Correct. And then we also have a chewable ginger. So there's a lot of options. And that's, you know, one of the things that we've talked about with Natural Factors before that's so brilliant. And that's why I love Healthy Habit. You know, you go in, you chat, you figure out, you try something. It could be the thing for you. If it's not, try the next thing. And that's the journey of health, is finding the thing that is going to work most efficiently for your body. Because if we've learned nothing about digestive health over the last 10, 15 years, is that we all, I mean, it goes back to our DNA, and we all have different needs for what is happening. And that's why I love we have so many different options to figure out what it is. And it might be that, you know, sometimes I love, you know, like the chewable ginger, the DGL, because we just need a little bit of like in the moment support. But then we also have tools to really go back and start fixing some of the issues. If we know we're that person that just has a lack of digestive acid. Like, our digestive systems are just not breaking down. If we have to take enzymes every day forever, you know, it'd be great to get to a place where our bodies are doing it themselves. That's the goal, ultimate health. So, you know, we have products that are great for in the moment to support you, but then also things that can build you up and re-strengthen your digestive system too. Mm-hmm.
The betaine HCl, let's talk about the stomach acid again. Is there a certain age group that you really feel could benefit from having stomach acid? And is there a good way to tell when you need extra stomach acid support?
Yeah, so this is an interesting thing that you ask for age, because there was a period of time when I was really actively in my midwifery, where I was seeing a lot of moms come in with infants and young children who had gone to see a physician that did not understand what normal breastfeeding looked like. And so, you know, and the mom would be like, oh my goodness, my baby's spitting up all the time. Something's wrong. And the physician would be like, oh, your baby has GERD. We need to put them on an acid blocking something or other. And then I'd see this child who had a stomach that was not functioning the way that we want it to be functioning. And so I think, you know, stomach acid is something that for all ages is very important. In a situation like I just mentioned, this is definitely where you come and see Dr. Aaron or Dr. Dayon, because you need to be working with a practitioner, because HCl is such a powerful tool. And there are some really specific protocols that, depending upon the situation, that we would want to be you to be utilizing. And so I'm sure you guys have your HCl protocols that you go through with people, but this is all about restarting the healthy levels of acid in our bodies. And as we age, we know it's going to decline. And this is something that is such an easy way to support overall digestive health.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Because there's lots of things that I'm even noticing in people's lab work. Like, for example, you know, vitamin B12 or iron. And it has me thinking, is this a true deficiency of this vitamin? Or are we dealing with an absorption issue? So that's really where that stomach acid piece can be really helpful, because it can help us determine, hey, you're eating enough B12, or at least the average person is eating enough B12. So why is there a deficiency here? So it could be an absorption issue. So it just kind of goes back to getting that digestion kind of tuned up, right? So we know that, hey, we can break these nutrients down.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, nutrients, but also, you know, stomach acid is a first line of defense for pathogens, right?
So true.
Bacterial, fungal, all of these things. So, you know, people that are, we know, you know, SIBO is starting to grow and things like that. And really, is it that there is an overgrowth of bacteria because there's a lack of stomach acid that is, you know, it all goes upstream. It all goes upstream. Like I said, you know, all digestion starts in the mouth. And if we don't have enzyme production in our mouth, we don't have the stomach acid, like, it's just going to continue to go down the chain and cause issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like that you mentioned in that first segment, the second quarter, about how if you're having reflux and heartburn, that could be from weak acid. Your stomach acid is too weak. So it seems counterintuitive. You think if it's too much going on there, it's going to be shooting up. But what happens most of the time is it's not strong enough. So things start panicking down there. And when you take a product like betaine HCl, that can definitely help calm that stomach acid down. Is that what you've seen clinically?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that our HCl has fenugreek in it as well.
Okay.
So this is, you know, adding that extra kind of little benefit, because fenugreek seeds help soothe the gastrointestinal tract. They're going to provide mucilaginous kind of properties to calm down any sort of, you know, discomfort or an upset stomach, which, because it's literally going to be coating the lining of the stomach and intestines. So we get this ability to build up healthy stomach acid levels. And one of the goals with baking as HCL is that somebody shouldn't be having to take this forever. That's why I said, come in and see the doctors at Healthy Habit Medical Center, because there are these wonderful protocols that you can go through to build your stomach acid back up and get your body back to where it's just like doing its own thing. And then the whole chain, but I love the fenugreek in there for just adding that extra layer of protection. Because if we have weak stomach acid, then we probably have a thinning of the lining, the lining of our stomachs and our digestive system, which should be really, really thick and mucousy. So we can add extra support in there.
And so we've discussed so far in our program today, Carrie, we talked about the probiotics, the fiber, enzymes. So then the proteolytic enzymes that come from bromelain and papaya, HCL. How does one know, for example, to choose between something like HCL? And you did mention work with a physician for sure. And that's definitely, that's always the gold standard. That's step number one. But maybe just kind of a general way to distinguish between using HCL and DGL.
So if you are somebody that are seeing a wide range of digestive system issues like bloating, belching, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, that's when I think, or heartburn, things like that, that's when I think about needing HCL. If you're somebody that's like in the moment, well, actually, now I'm thinking about it, there's such a perfect pairing, right? Because we're building the stomach acid back up with the HCL, but the DGL is all about calming and soothing in, you know, a situation that's unhappy. So it's DGL for me is all about treating stomach complaints like indigestion. It's soothing. It's protecting the stomach lining. It's helping to heal things. It's adding extra mucus in there. That's why I like chewable, because the chewable, we're going to get that mucus thing started in our mouth. And so all down our esophagus, through our stomach, into our intestines, we're going to be getting more. Because one of the things that DGL does is it adds mucus in, but it stimulates more mucus production to protect the stomach lining.
I like how much you're bringing up the mucus layer of the intestinal tract. There's some, you know, there's some people that think, you know, mucus is a bad thing. Right. And in some cases, you know, depending on where we are in the body, maybe we do want less mucus, but we have to remember mucus is actually a good thing in some cases. Mucus is part of that protective barrier.
It's part of that protective barrier. Yeah. But in the, you know, yes, I think when we're coughing up mucus, it's one of those benefits where it's, mucus is trapping the bad stuff and helping us to get it out. So yes, it's very frustrating when you have to go through a box of Kleenex in 2 days, but you know, there's a reason for it. It's getting gunk out. But it also is protecting. So, I think we've all, you know, dry eyes, dry nose, like this is not a comfortable situation when we have those externally. So imagine what our internal gut is feeling like when it's dry and doesn't have proper levels of mucus.
Yeah. Excellent explanation, Carrie. Thank you for that. And one of my favorite herbs is ginger. They call it the mighty ginger in many different peer-reviewed reviews and clinical trials. They call it literally the mighty ginger because it's so versatile. Anti-cancer, anti-tumor, anti-metastatic. It helps to prevent cancer from spreading and growing. But it's also used a lot, versatile, in Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. And you, being a licensed acupuncturist, can you talk about that a little bit, the role of ginger in digestive health, maybe from a TCM perspective? What's going on there?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, it depends upon whether or not we're using a fresh ginger or a dried ginger.
Right.
And because that's where different properties of plants can come out depending upon how we prepare them. And that's such an amazing thing about Chinese herbalism, is that we can do different preparations and see kind of different aspects of the plant come out. So, you know, we have a dry fried ginger and it's going to be a lot more warm and stimulating and get the digestive system going, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, we can think about, we have eaten too much cold food, and that's a lot of indigestion can be just where things aren't moving. It's not warm enough to get it going. This is why I think it's so funny here in the United States that, like, the first thing that happens when we sit down to a meal is somebody pours a glass of ice water. Well, what happens when you sprain your ankle? You put ice on it to stop circulation. So we're drinking ice water and we're literally like seizing the circulation around our stomach. So we're not getting things moving. So this really warm aspect of ginger just stimulating the digestive system and getting things moving is so wonderful. Or there's like the fresh ginger. And for me, the fresh ginger is much more about calming and relaxing muscles. So this is like, you know, when you're queasy from a car ride, or you're queasy from morning sickness. Or this is a wonderful thing about fresh ginger as well. When we think about it calming down muscles, one of the things that the chewable ginger, and it has, it's really great, it tells you on the back how to do this. It's great for uterine cramps because all it's doing is calming down that muscle. So anybody who has a digestive system that's cramping, right, we've all been there where it's just like, I am doubled over in pain. A chewable ginger, this fresh ginger, is like such a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Great breakdown. I mean, it's a hypotensive. It can help lower the blood pressure. It's an antifungal. But that's, you completely nailed that where you started off. It depends what form we're using. That is so important. That's absolutely true. And that's a true herbalist speaking right there. Absolutely.
I also am very clear on what else is in with it too, right? I'm sure you guys are too. Like, you can take an herb all day long, but if there's more sugar in there than there is the plant,
right,
like, we're going backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And then ginger is available, as Carrie was mentioning, as fresh, dried. There's liquid extracts available. And then the Natural Factors offers the chewable ginger. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And we have, it's an organic ginger extract. And each chewable tablet is equivalent to 500 milligrams of ginger. And that is a lot. Like, the clinical studies are showing that. So it's pretty cool that you're getting a nice concentrated, and it tastes.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it's good. I've gone through many of those. I just like it for the taste, you know, but if someone's using it therapeutically, should it be treated like enzymes where you take it right before the meal, or how would you do the ginger?
I utilize the ginger as needed.
Okay.
So for me, it's one that is, you know, it depends on what you were talking about. If somebody's using it for more of those like long-term health aid situations, then, you know, it's probably going to be part of their protocol where they're taking it a couple of times a day. But, you know, like I said, like, if you are having uterine cramps, take it right then. If you are having, you know, a rumbling stomach from nausea, or you're cramping up, take it right then. I took it this morning because I went out for breakfast and something didn't sit right. And I was like, oh no. And popped a couple of the ginger, and like, it works so rapidly. It's such, it is, like you said, it's just this herb that I think we overlook, or we forget about, or we're like, oh yeah, ginger. But it is one of the most powerful medicinal plants on the planet, I think. And it's so safe, too. It's so safe.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I just pulled up a quote here from a journal. Actually, it's a book, really. It's called The Yoga of Herbs by a physician. He's quoted as saying, "Ginger is perhaps the best and most life-supporting of the spices. It was called the universal medicine back in Ayurveda." So, and that's from Dr. Vasant Ladd. So it really is applicable to many different situations, especially, of course, digestive health, morning sickness, nausea, vomiting, right? These types of issues. Migraines.
Post-operative nausea. Yep, migraines. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Right. And again, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Carrie G. Pattison, the national educator for natural factors, as well as a practicing herbalist and licensed acupuncturist. It's always a pleasure to have Carrie on. And if you have any questions, you can, or email, you can also head to the website there at naturalfactors.com. Do you have any contact there for the main office? If someone, a lot of people like to call, they don't use internet.
Yes, let me grab that really quickly.
Okay. Perfect.
Here, let's bring it up. It is going to be at 888. I believe it's an
888.
Okay. that was wrong.
Okay.
All right, everybody, erase that really, really quickly.
Got it.
Toll free, 877-551-2179.
Perfect. And again, that's 1-877-551-2179. What's a good place to conclude here in the last minute or two, Carrie, if someone's just walking in now or they're just tuning into the show and they got to get going with something here for their digestive health? Let's say they're just having some overall pain, bloating. Maybe they just feel like the food is just sitting in their stomach like a rock. What's a good thing to be considering in the meantime?
Right now, what you're looking at, what you just described, I would head towards the world of enzymes.
Yeah.
And I would look into fermented foods as well. And I would most certainly look at something like ginger and DGL for in-the-moment relief. It's so wonderful to have these tools when we are actively, you know, the morning after we indulged too much. We have these tools that are so great. And actually, as a little just random side note to end with, this is a fun fact for everybody. Mm-hmm. There was a clinical study on theracurmin, which we've talked about theracurmin many times, our curcumin, that actually showed one 30-milligram capsule decreased blood alcohol content by 30% in 30 minutes. So take your enzyme when you go out to your party. Take your theracurmin when you grab that last glass of wine at the end of the night and wake up knowing that you had a lot of fun and hopefully a lot of laughter with your friends during this holiday digestion season.
No, I highly recommend folks at least try that chewable ginger. It's really good stuff. You would like it. And even just for general cancer prevention, you know, health support overall from head to toe, keeping those inflammatory levels down low. So Carrie G. Pattison, we always appreciate having you on here at Healthy Habit Radio.
Thank you so much for having me once again.
Yeah, we can't wait to talk to you next time. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
And again, that was Carrie G. Pattison from Natural Factors, practicing herbalist, licensed acupuncturist, and trained home birth midwife. She's great, and she brings the knowledge. And again, national educator for Natural Factors. If you want to give them a call, I would consider calling them at 1-877-551-2179. That's 1-877-551-2179. You can also check out their website at naturalfactors.com, and that's naturalfactors.com. Again, we talked all things digestive health there. There's a lot to think about, Dr. Aaron.
She threw in a super interesting fact there at the end about the theracumin and the turmeric lowering blood alcohol concentration by 30%. I wonder how they determine that. It's interesting.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Yeah, 30% lowers your alcohol concentration. It's interesting.
Yeah. And another good place you can start for some of these herbs and benefits that come from what we talked about with Carrie is teas, right? There's a lot of infusions you can make with ginger. That's one way to benefit from that. That's one of my favorite teas to have. Mm-hmm. Take three or four tea bags. You put all that at once into a mug and let that steep and sip on that ginger tea. That's incredible for the gut, keeping your digestive system strong and healthy. Folks, stay tuned. We're not going away. We're just getting started here, heading into the fourth quarter. I'm about to wrap it up here with Jerry Angelini of Host Defense Mushrooms. So stay tuned. We will be right back with Healthy Habit Radio on the Pulse of Arizona.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, Toxin-Free Personal Care Line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to the fourth and final quarter of Healthy Habit Radio on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Thank you for tuning in today. And make sure you mark your calendars. We're here every Saturday on 1100 AM radio, KFNX. Every Saturday, 11 AM to 1 PM. So make sure you tune in for that. We're no longer a five-day-a-week program, but Saturday, two-hour special now every week. Folks, I want to remind everyone, Columbus Day is about celebrating the discovery of America. Did you know that, Dr. Aaron? How about you? Are you discovering new horizons to keep your body healthy? Well, guess what? Rick's Lotion is a natural lotion made right here in the USA, made with witch hazel, aloe vera, shea butter, and, you guessed it, hyaluronic acid to create a fresh, natural, healthy moisturizer and toner all in one. Plus, Rick's Lotion supports inflammation control and soothes tired muscles and minor skin irritations. Well, now's the time to take advantage of the 8-ounce bottle special, 20% off, only at Healthy Habit here for the month of October. Rick's Lotion, folks, for an active, healthy, and beautiful life. Dr. Aaron, guess who we have on here in the fourth quarter? It's a big deal,
okay,
because you know I'm a big fan of mushrooms and host defense. Well, we have the national educator here with us, live on the air, Mr. Jerry Angelini. Welcome back to Healthy Habit Radio, Jerry.
How are you today, Dion and Aaron? It's great to be
back.
Doing good,
sir. We're excited to talk all things mushrooms here. Let's get us started here. What's on the top of your mind here this morning that can introduce us to what we'll be discussing here today?
Well, you know, I think this is a great time of the year to just talk about basic, you know, just supporting the immune response, but also how we can maybe energize ourselves a little bit as we're going into these kind of darker days of the year. And sometimes, you know, we get a little bit lethargic, right? Because there's not as much sun. So maybe if we talk some about immune system health and just general support for energy, too, that might be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So this time of the year is definitely people can you can get sick more often. So this is really wonderful. There's a line of sprays that I would love to cover, the MycoShield sprays, because they're so easy to use. So I really want to talk about the different ingredients in some of these mushroom sprays.
Great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The we're calling them immune sprays, mm-hmm. right? The MycoShield, and the five mushrooms that are in the spray support our immune health. There's reishi in there. You've got chaga, agaricon, a turkey tail, and a not quite so well-known mushroom called birch polypore. But all together, these five mushrooms support our innate and adaptive immune response. So that's the more immediate immune response, as well as the more established and kind of like the bigger gun, so to say, of our immune response. So the five mushrooms together, super easy to use. Just do 3 to 4 sprays in your mouth 3 to 4 times a day. It's a great way to get that immune system up and running.
Is there any difference between, because I see here it's fresh reishi or fresh chaga. Is there a difference here as far as, you know, the way the medicine works, like versus dried? Is there any main differences there?
Sure. So we use the mushroom mycelium and the fermented substrate. The research on the mushroom mycelium and fermented rice show a strong engagement of the immune response, and they also help balance the immune system, too. So it really keeps the immune system functioning within what a lot of people like to call the Goldilocks zone, right? It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just right. And in terms of, like, comparing it to maybe a dried fruit body extract, there hasn't been any definitive research comparing the fruit body extract against the mycelium in fermented rice in like a head-to-head human clinical trial or even human blood trial. So we don't know if one is better than the other, but we do know that the research on the host defense mushrooms is really quite significant and very promising in supporting our immune health. So I don't know about if it's one better or worse, but I do know that these work really, really well for my particular patients and the huge number of consumers that use MycoShield. So it definitely has some great anecdotal data associated with it.
Unbelievable.
Let's talk a little bit about the reishi. That's such a powerful mushroom. And you know, in case people don't know about it, let's talk about it. It's one of my favorite mushrooms.
Yeah, reishi is just phenomenal. They call it the mushroom of immortality in Chinese medicine. It's been used pretty much in an unbroken line for over 2,000 years in traditional Chinese medicine. Just wonderful impact on the whole body. And they call it a tonic, so it basically helps all of the different systems of your body a little bit so that overall we have this general sense of well-being that comes forward. It's one of our strongest immune modulators, and what that means is that it helps the immune system stay within appropriate boundaries. So it helps the immune system get up and running, but it also makes sure that it stays within normal ranges. And this is really important, right? Because like anything, we want our systems to maintain homeostasis, right? Balance. We don't want it to get under-functional or over-functional. And this is where reishi really shows its strength and that it's one of the strongest balancers of the immune response. And, you know, so whatever triggers off our immune system can potentially be balanced off by the use of reishi.
Right. Yeah, there's a book by Stephen Buhner, Herbal Antibiotics from 2012. Again, the book title is Herbal Antibiotics, if you're writing this down for all the readers out there. The Mushroom of Immortality, as Jerry Angelini just described. It's so true. It does so many different things. And this book that I just referenced talks about how reishi mushroom's a pain reliever, right? It has the analgesic effects. It's an anti-allergy agent. It's an antibacterial, antiviral, right? It takes a big load off the kidneys. It's an anti-kidney toxin, right? It's a doing so many things for the liver as well. It regenerates damaged liver tissues and lowers triglycerides and lowers blood sugar. I mean, it goes on and on and how important this mushroom is. So at Host Defense, Jerry, do we have capsules, powders, tinctures all available for this particular mushroom reishi, or is there just one avenue that someone can take this product?
Yeah, so at Host Defense, like we do have to be a little bit careful because we're a supplement company. We can't diagnose, treat, prevent, cure any illness or disease. We have to really talk about how reishi can be supportive for maintaining balanced immune response. It can help support energy as an adaptogen. It can support kidney functioning as an antioxidant, so it really protects our kidneys so that they can do their work better. We can talk about how reishi supports lung functioning by helping with maintaining upper respiratory health. And so these are all aspects that have been attributed to reishi in terms of supporting our health and wellness. And yes, we do. We have it in powder form. So if you want to take like maybe 2 to 3 grams a day, the powder is really financially accessible. It goes well in smoothies, great on top of food, or even just throw it in your mouth and take a little water afterwards too. The liquid is an extraction of fruit bodies and the mycelium and the fermented rice, so it's a little bit more complex. And then the capsules are exactly what's in the powder, but just in encapsulated form for convenience. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great way to take all of these. Like, if you don't like alcohol, you probably don't want to do the liquid because it's a little strong, because you have to extract a lot of those terpenes that are alcohol soluble. But the powder and the capsule, your body does that. In your digestive tract, there's a lot of, probiotic microorganisms help with the digestion of some of those mushroom compounds and help make them more bioavailable. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are all the MycoShield, are they the same base ingredients as far as the main mushrooms? Of course, because there's, I think, five different sprays.
Right. Yeah, you get five flavors, mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the five mushrooms are the same in each of those flavors. It's the same formula. The flavor has like peppermint essential oil in it. Not too much, but it does give you a nice burst of like, oh wow, that's really refreshing, right? Mm-hmm. The cinnamon has cinnamon essential oil and that's really warming. People love that. If you like, the cinnamon hots when I was a kid, that was a long time ago. So, so for people that like that cinnamony flavor, go for mm-hmm. the cinnamon. We've got licorice, which is licorice root extract added in. Great if you love like real licorice, but if you do have high blood pressure, you may want to avoid the licorice, MycoShield. We've got orange or citrus really, and, it has a little bit of orange, a little bit of lemon. It's probably one of the mildest of the flavors. And then we have winter mist, which is, birch flavor. So think about wintergreen flavor. And that can be really great for people that, you know, that like that refreshing feeling, but feel like the peppermint is too strong for them. That wintergreen is one of my favorites actually.
Yeah. One thing that's been coming up a lot, and this connects to immune system health, which we introduced here today at the top of our introduction here with you, Jerry, is sleep. What would be a good mushroom that someone can use, or is there a product here at Host Defense where someone can use to improve their sleep, which if they do, they can then improve their immune system? Because remember, everything's regenerating and healing, and the immune system included recharges every night when we go to sleep. So what's a good mushroom that someone can use to help wind down at the end of the day?
It's critical, especially with all the stress that people have, right?
Yep.
So reishi and lion's mane can help us sleep deeper and longer. They don't make us sedated, but they help our sleep cycles in a more circadian manner. And that's really important. Oftentimes our circadian rhythm gets like thrown off, especially as we're coming up to a time change soon. And so sometimes the use of reishi and lion's mane can be helpful, for sleeping a little bit deeper and sleeping a little bit longer if you find that you have difficulty staying asleep. We do have a complete calm product that combines lion's mane and reishi with some great herbs, passion flower, a California poppy, which isn't like the opium poppy, so there's no opiates in California poppy, skullcap, and tulsi or holy basil. And these four herbs, along with the reishi and the lion's mane, if you take it about an hour before you want to go to bed, it'll really help kind of like take your whole body down a couple of notches and really get you ready to like move into your sleep time really gracefully.
Can you give us the name of that product one more time there, Jerry?
Yeah, it's called Complete Calm.
Interesting. Yeah, we've never talked about that one with you, so I really want people to have that on their radar. The Complete Calm product through Host Defense Mushrooms, which has, it's not just the mushrooms, we have holy basil added in there with it, which is an incredible herb for reducing anxiety, winding down at the end of the day, improving your sleep. Did you want to add anything to that, Dr. Aaron?
No, it sounds like a nice formula, especially when we are all kind of stressed out these days. So I think that sounds like a nice addition.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a great way that people could consider using it, since it comes in a powder, is if you make yourself a really nice strong cup of chamomile tea and add a measured teaspoon of the Complete Calm in it, it becomes really fragrant because of the tulsi in there and the passion flower. And it's a great way to kind of add another wonderful herb to support sleep and sleep cycles. So yeah, I mean, it's a great way to take the powder itself. It's really tasty and fragrant and helps you really access a more stable sleep experience.
Right. And again, that's the Complete Calm is the name of that product again. Is that correct, Jerry?
Yes.
Perfect.
Calm.
You know, there's so many ways to apply mushrooms into your life, whether you're a professional athlete, they can benefit from things like cordyceps, chaga potentially. So really it depends where someone's at, right, Jerry? That's really when they ask, what are some good mushrooms? What would be some introductory questions that you would ask to start narrowing down where somebody's at to help better guide them?
It's perfect. Like, some people need help, you know, in terms of managing stress to get to sleep. And that's where you would use like the mushroom and the reishi to kind of help you access that sleep. But some people, when they're stressed, they like feel like physically run down or physically lethargic. And so we actually want to increase our energy, and support our capacity to function in the world. And that's where cordyceps is brilliant. It's like this mushroom that helps energize your whole body. It's a real revitalizer. So it increases things like ATP formation in muscle cells, which is great for our athletes. It increases VO2 max, and that has to do with the amount of oxygen we uptake when we breathe. So every time you take a breath, cordyceps helps us take more oxygen into our blood. And that's really important, right? People have heard a lot, especially lately, about the importance of having appropriately oxygenated blood. So cordyceps can be really helpful at increasing oxygenation. And so along with that kind of full body revitalization, you get more oxygen, your muscles function better, there's less lactic acid and uric acid formed in your muscles when you're working out. So that cordyceps is great. The thing is, though, is you're definitely not going to take cordyceps in the evening unless you have to be up for a while, like if you work later, if you're going to be in a car, because it's revitalizing, right? So you don't really want to take it after like 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Cordyceps is best taken like first thing in the morning, maybe at lunch. And it's a great thing if you're trying to like maybe cut down caffeine. You can consider using cordyceps instead. Great way to like rebuild your adrenals rather than deplete them by forcing your body with something like caffeine or other stimulants, right? Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain dosage for people to target for? Is it 1 to 2 capsules, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a great question. I like people to start with like 1 capsule in the morning and 1 capsule at like lunchtime.
Okay.
And then use it for like a week and see how you feel. You might notice that after a couple of days, you're like, oh yeah, that's great. I'm doing great on this. I think this is wonderful. It's a great addition. But others may be like, I still need a little bit more. And maybe they might want to do like 2 capsules twice a day, or maybe 1 capsule at breakfast, lunch, and like 4 in the afternoon. So maybe add another one a little bit later, but not too late at night, right? Or do 2 and 2 during the day. I find most people respond really well to 1 to 2 grams of cordyceps. There are occasional circumstances where you might want 3 grams, and then that powder could be really helpful for you there because it's just more financially accessible. You could either do like a half a measured teaspoon in the morning and a half a measured teaspoon at lunch, and that'd give you 3 grams total. Or you can take a full teaspoon of the cordyceps first thing in the morning. That's 3 grams, and that'll pretty much launch you through your day.
Yeah, that'll get you going. We'll quote
well. Some people like the liquid cordyceps. They just feel like it's a more rapid absorption. It's easier to work with, too, for them. So, again, you could do a capsule, a powder, or a liquid. You can kind of figure out which is just easier for you to use. Like, I know some athletes put, like 2 dropperfuls of cordyceps, or cordyce or breathe, because all 3 of those products have cordyceps in them. They'll put like 2 dropperfuls of it in their pre-workout drink, as long as it's not too late at night. And it just, you know, it has a really rapid onset and it powers them through their workout.
And then last time we had you on, Jerry, we brought up the Stamets 7. So maybe we can finish off discussing this as an overall product. If you are listening to this and you're somebody that has never used mushrooms before, and or maybe you have and you want to get the benefits of all of them, then maybe consider a product like Stamets 7. Would you agree with that one, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. I love Stamets 7 as an all-around full-body wellness mushroom supplement. It does have some cordyceps in there, some reishi. It has lion's mane in there for brain and nerve support. It's got chaga in there, maitake to help with blood glucose levels already within the normal range. And then 2 others, Agaricus blazei and Messima, that are great for all-around immune support. So these 7 mushrooms, they support your whole body. They support cardiovascular health and digestive health, liver detoxification pathways, and lung functioning, energy. It's really like 1 or 2 capsules at breakfast and 1 or 2 capsules again at lunch, I think it's a brilliant way to just like notch up your whole well-being.
Yeah.
And your immune response for sure. I think it's a great way to kind of like just get your whole body, all of these, nutrients that, you know, many societies have been using for centuries. And we're getting there here in the U.S., you know, like we're starting to, you know, recognize that there are all of these natural substances that are really beneficial for our overall health and longevity. And we're starting to adopt them, which is great.
Fantastic. That's a wonderful place to wrap it up there, Jerry. Thank you always for your mushroom expertise here. We appreciate that. I was taking notes this whole time, and we'll definitely pass this message along to our staff and all of our wonderful customers here at Healthy Habit.
Awesome. It's always a pleasure to be on the radio with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Likewise, and we look forward to our next discussion, Mr. Jerry Angelini.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you all too.
And again, folks, that was National Educator for Host Defense Mushrooms there, Mr. Jerry Angelini. And that's going to wrap it up here for today. Remember, every Saturday going forward here for at least for 2021, but we'll keep you guys informed for the new year that's coming up. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona. Thank you again for your support and for listening in to Healthy Habit Radio here today. And if you had any questions for Dr. Aaron or myself, Dr. Dan, you can give our clinic a direct call. Remember, it's a separate number from Healthy Habit Health Foods here at the Healthy Habit Medical Center, 602-248-0083. Again, that's 602-248-0083. We have some fantastic fall specials going on here. And from the IV point of view, if you've never had a Nutrien IV, you might want to consider one here in preparation for flu season that's coming up, and of course all the other pathogens out in the air and the viral infections that many people are getting immune IV therapy for. So keep that in mind here at Healthy Habit Medical Center. And folks, keep those habits healthy. We'll see you next Saturday right here on Healthy Habit Radio. Thank you very much and have a blessed day.